News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, you know what? It must be Saturday. Oh, look at who's here.
I know. I came back.
You came back.
Like a bad penny.
Well, yeah, but bad pennies sometimes, if they got the right numbers on them.
That's right.
And the right letter on them, they're worth a lot of money.
That's true.
Oh, I sold one as a kid for $41. I was thrilled.
Oh, my gosh,
I found it and just put it in. Anyway, life goes on. Melissa Sargent, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're having fun here. We're that crowd that says Texas history begins in El Paso.
Yes, we do.
We know why.
That's why. Why?
Well, because it does.
And it does. Just because it does, it does.
And, you know, it's an interesting world, but we can be found elsewhere besides 690. What would that be?
They can go to ktsmradio.com, where you can click on the iHeartRadio link and listen to us live all over the place.
It's everywhere,
you know. It's everywhere.
In New Normal, we're not going to have trivia questions, I don't think, for maybe not ever. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, they get off topic, people say. And you know, because by the time we get to that part of the discussion.
It does go on a while.
You know, things change. However, I will award a Pepe certificate for $20 if we find a question that comes in that's really good for our guests.
There we go.
Because that would then be on topic.
So that's true.
There's that.
Did you notice that the Executive Center westbound on-ramp is now open?
Yes.
I took that just the other day just to see how it was. It was wonderful.
They said 4 years that has been closed.
Has it been 4 years?
That's what they said on some TV thing.
It was forever.
That's crazy. So anyway, you got Mission Del Rey going there, $20?
Yes, we do. We got a $20. Well, we do have a giveaway there. We have the $20 giveaway for Mission Del Rey. But it's only for online orders, and the first 5 listeners each week who use the coupon code during their checkout will win that extra $20 in, you know, merchandise. So go shop and find, you know, here you take $20, turn it into $40. That's pretty doggone good. And like I said, it has to be redeemed online. Shipping is required or curbside pickup. When are they planning to open, or are they?
You can actually go there now. Call them and tell them you're coming. They'll be looking for you.
Okay, so like by appointment kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll let you in. Just go in, go out. And I guess if you bang on the door, they'll hear you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, basically, they'll be open. That new store site is huge.
Oh, I got to get over there. I just haven't been on that side of town.
But, it's huge.
But if worst comes to worst, go online and even pick out what you want before you go, too, by going to missiondelray.com, and you can shop there and then stop by and pick it up and say, hello, welcome back.
¿Qué pasó? And you got the history moment today. This is going to be on topic for our guests.
I think so. The crooning weatherman.
At least one of these guys will know about it.
You know, it's funny. I barely remembered him when we had just moved to town. So
they brought him on as a guest once in a while. I never knew he had been a weatherman.
Yeah, he was.
What acts our guests today about this?
And he's still active out there, not as a weatherman. Yes, he is a weatherman, but not on TV.
Not on TV. So Pepe and Lorena are back
from
vacation. And so what does your line say?
Let's go there today for their open, their in-room dining and takeout.
Why not? All right, let's get to the topic at hand here. Is a couple of guys who have seen a great bit of El Paso history on their own, and one of them happens to be Kevin Lovell. Good morning.
Hello, Jackson. Hi, Melissa. How you doing?
Hey, Kevin. Fine.
We've got another one of your compadres on the phone here, and that would be Rick Cabrera. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Oh, fine and well.
We are surviving nicely, actually, and we're sitting here in a nice, cool studios. A year ago, the air conditioning didn't work, so we remember these things.
That was fun.
But in the meantime, you guys are on because you both have seen a lot of history. I think, Rick, you were concerned that you don't know El Paso history. That's not the point. You know what you saw. Well, since you've been here.
Absolutely.
Since you've been
here. And he's made quite a bit of history himself.
You have.
And Rick.
And we'll talk about a bunch of that. But, Kevin,
you just got me nervous, guys. I'm starting to sweat a little bit. That didn't sound good.
I dug up some files on you guys.
You may have some things I can't think of either. But, hey, Rick, if you're on a speaker, try to pick that up. It's a little hard to, you get hollow over
an
here.
Echo.
Echo over here. But Kevin, let me ask you, the topic of El Paso history, when did you get to town and what did you do before that?
I grew up in the Panhandle and spent in town of Dalhart, Texas, and worked in Amarillo. I went to college in East Texas at Stephen F. Austin State University in Nacogdoches, Texas, which labels itself the oldest town in Texas, by the way.
Town. No.
The distinction is town.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but
it's a small little burg.
We're a location that's older than them. Would that be fair?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're a city, though. That's how they say they get away with it.
I guess we could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I worked in Amarillo, start my career where my parents were and family, and 3 years, and then came to El Paso in 1980.
80, okay.
And so anything prior 80 about El Paso television and history, I don't know that much about, but all but the last, we subtract 5 years since 1980 for a couple of different ventures where I left KVIA, but I've been at KVIA since 1980 minus 5 years. Part of that time I was with KTSM, so I've been in El Paso almost all my professional career.
But you did sports to begin with, didn't you?
Yeah, I came down here to do sports, which is the same reason Rick came to KVIA as well. And eventually had to make a transition and went into reporting. And I was an assignment editor and then went down and did go to San Antonio for a couple of years to be a reporter. Came back here, got into management, was assistant news director at KTSM under Richard Pearson at Channel 9, and then came to over to KBIA in 1995 to be news director. Art Olivas hired me, and I was news director 5 years, and I've been GM 21 years.
Man, you've seen a lot of stuff. You mentioned your sidekick, Rick, here. Rick, when did you get to town? Where's your background?
I was actually working in Phoenix as a weekend sports producer. I'm on my AirPods, so I apologize if you're getting some feedback. I'll try to switch to maybe some hardwired.
That's a little better.
Headphones here.
Yeah,
that's much better.
Well, we lose you in a hollow world there, but go ahead.
Okay, so I got here summer, August of 1999. I was brought in as a weekend sportscaster, and the story is basically Lou Romano was out, and everyone knows Lou. Lou was out interviewing for a job in Phoenix, where I was about 4 years out of college, and I was a sports producer at the CBS station in Phoenix right out of college, and he came out there to interview for a weekend job. He didn't get it. But while he was there, I showed him my resume tape, and I said, hey, you ever hear about anything in El Paso? I'd love to get back to Texas, because I grew up in Round Rock and went to college at UT, so I said, if I can get back to Texas, that would be great, and I want to get in front of the camera and give this thing a shot. Despite my big ears and my high-pitched voice, what the hell, let's give it a shot.
Well, it worked. And, you got Kevin to hire you, right? Kevin hired you, right?
Yeah, best decision he ever made.
and he's so modest, too.
You know what? We're gonna
Lou got back to El Paso. He offered me the job.
We're going to find out a lot of stuff here now that you don't actually work for Kevin anymore. You can say whatever you want, right?
It's beautiful. I've been salivating over this morning for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, so you're ready. Oh, hit him with one. What? I mean, not really, but I mean, Kevin, you run a radio, a television station with incredible, strength. I guess that's one word, but it's one of the strongest stations around, and it's consistent. I mean, the anchors you've had, including Rick, seem to sit there and stay a long time and become very familiar to so many viewers. What is the key to your success, Kevin?
I don't know what the key to my success is. Just tenacity, I guess. I have to be on my game. I've got to monitor the station, monitor the product. You just can't leave it alone. Yes, I'll take weekends off and maybe be out of town, but I'm still in tune. It's so relentless in television, particularly news and even sales.
Oh, yeah.
And all the change, radio's the same way. Any media position, you've got to adapt or die. And we all have to do that. And, of course, during COVID, everybody in every walk of life has had to adapt. And that's just part of it. And I like the challenge. I do a lot of exercise and run marathons. And I'm a marathon runner at KVIA. I think I heard, which is astonishing, because it's very tenuous. Generally, general managers of TV stations are somewhat like baseball managers or football coaches or something. They're kind of transition and turnover and that kind of thing. I was told by the TAB, Texas Association of Broadcasters, I'm the longest-serving general manager, consecutive-serving general manager of any television station in Texas.
I bet.
So
Yeah.
Nobody's been 20 years like I have at the same station. So there's that kind of turnover.
Well, you have your management convinced it's working, so you're still there.
Yeah, it is. We one thing interesting about KVIA is we're privately owned, a family out of Missouri. All of the other television stations in El Paso and even the major radio stations, to my knowledge, they're publicly traded or private equity owned. It's different. You're answering to a board of directors, that kind of thing. Ultimately, we got a family. I can pick up the phone, the Bradley family, St. Joseph, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. They're just good folks. That's the way it used to be. Ownership of radio and television stations is, you know, historically was locally owned in many cases, and we've just been fortunate to have good ownership that stood behind us. And we've had, you know, we do have some turnover among the new people. Among our management team at the station, I've been able to hang on to the same, you know, news director and operations manager, chief engineer, program director, all those kinds of things. And then we, you know, we had Rick, a great combined 20-year plus run, I believe. And, you know, we get the very best we can. When we lose somebody like Rick, you lose somebody like Estella Casas, who you can't replace. Before that, Gary Warner, who's incomparable, of course, in his way. And so we just hang in there. We've got now Stephanie Vai and Eric Elkin leading the primetime team, and Saul Sines has joined in. So it's just a never-ending task and to tell the story and chronicle the story of El Paso.
Well, you have to stay on top of it. My wife was in the news business in D.C. Mm-hmm. at WRC-TV, and it was 24/7. She could get calls all kinds of, because she's management. All times of day and night, she was assistant news director. So I got the feel for what you're talking about. They'll call you for anything.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just, and I do look at all, you know, I go on Facebook and social media posts and KBI emails and take phone calls. I pick up the phone. Nobody screens the calls when they come to me. And you just got to have the pulse of the community and be on top of it.
Quick question.
Can I weigh in on Kevin's success? I'm sorry, guys, just real quick. One thing about television news also to keep in mind is that traditionally the role of general manager is held by someone with a sales background. So they're really focused somewhere else, and we were really blessed and fortunate at KVIA, or at least during my time there, they continue to be blessed, to have a general manager with a news background.
Right,
that's not pretty common.
Right.
And so he does have a pulse of the city, does understand what news is, the importance of it. I've had conversations with GMs at other stations when we're talking about news and they don't grasp basic concepts. I once had a general manager tell me, hey, why can't you guys just shoot the highlights? The touchdowns. Why do you have to shoot the whole game? you know, things like that. So that's a real fortunate thing. And then again, to Kevin's credit, and not that he needs me to toot his horn, but he does have a real eye for talent. And then on top of that, then he's got a knack for knowing those people to invest in that really want to invest in this community. So I'll give you two examples. I mean, traditionally people will come and go and they don't stick around very long. And there's been some he's hired that I thought were going to be atrocious, myself included. And given time and repetition and coaching and feedback, they turned into superstars. And again, I count myself among those. I was so in over my head when I got to El Paso. I was not ready to be in front of the camera. But through perseverance and feedback from people like Kevin, I got pretty good, I like to think. And then on top of that, in one of our contract negotiations, I made the point, and I wasn't trying to say anything but being honest with Kevin, and I made the point of saying, you know, Kevin, I want to make El Paso my home. I want to grow old here. I want to raise a family here, and I need, you know, this or that salary to make that happen. And Kevin took the weekend and came back Monday and said, you know, Rick, I'm going to give you into your demand, into your request, but it's because the one sentence stood out. I don't know if you remember this, Kevin, but you told me at the time the one sentence that stood out of our conversation the previous week was that you said you wanted to call El Paso home and invest in this community. And I think he's always had a knack for finding those people. That's the Estella Casa, the Stephanie Vias, the Hillary Florins, the Delta Day Spielmans of the world, and that's where he's really hit a home run.
Oh, it is. It's a great place. Kevin,
lunch is on me, Rick. Lunch is on me. Thank you.
Hey, you guys want to meet us?
I'll do some DoorDash.
If you don't want to go out there, we're going to go to Pepe's, I think, today and see what's going on out there.
I love Pepe's.
We've run into you there all the time.
Maybe meet you out there. You got a question?
I have a quick question. This goes back to one of the companies that owned KVIA and actually got it to change its number. I believe the name to KVIA from a deviation of V11, and that was Marsh, Stanley Marsh III, who has the was famous for the Cadillac Ranch out in Amarillo.
Kelp,
all those Cadillacs that were buried in the dirt.
Well, that was Kelp TV, right?
Well, yes. I don't know about Cub TV, but Stanley Marsh 3 was who I worked at his station in Amarillo, KVII, mm-hmm. for 3 years, and KVIA was co-owned at that time in El Paso, and I wanted to do sports, and so that's why I moved, and Stanley was eccentric, to put it mildly.
That's what they say.
Buried Cadillacs. He got in trouble with the law and lawsuits, late in his life. He had what's called Toad Hall. He had the world's largest outdoor billiards table.
Yes.
And he got these giant plastic balls and filled them up with air. I'm talking about balls that are probably 6 feet wide. And they scattered them across the field out near the edge of Amarillo on the west side where he lived. And he had these giant billiard cues and very, just ridiculous. He was quite, and Cadillac Ranch still out there west of Amarillo. People stop all the time off I-40 and take pictures. But
that's
anyway, he owned us prior. And the original owner of KVIA is very famous in radio lore. He was a co-owner. His name was Gordon McClendon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, McClendon, yeah.
He owned KVIA. When we were KILT in 1956, he was the co-owner. McClendon started the talk radio format. He got news. He got DJs. They didn't have DJs to speak of before then. And he was the original owner of KVI. So a lot of history going back to 56 when we opened our doors.
We got to take a break here, but just one thing I want to interject. It was KELP television at one point in 1970.
Yes, it was.
And I went there to work as a video engineer at Kelp Television.
Kelp Television.
Kelp TV. And Marsh was there, I believe, at the time. I think he owned it then. It doesn't matter at this point.
He transitioned from Kelp to KVIA when he bought it. He went KVIA, but yes, he would have purchased it when it was Kelp.
Yeah, and there's a strange couple of things I could tell you about what he used to do for microwave to be cheap and cut out AT&T costs. He had his own microwave.
That's why he was rich and we aren't.
he picked up the signal for network somewhere in Arizona and bounced it off of two mountains to get it to El Paso.
And
bypassed AT&T. And when it went out, the guy with the snowmobile took off. I mean, it was like anyway, taking a break here. That's Rick Cabrera on there, and that would be Kevin Lovell. We got some ABC7 history. I want to know why Rick is now an insurance guy and how much fun that is, because I bet it's a lot easier to get up in the morning. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute here. But, guys, thanks.
Regular
so
hours.
Hold on. We also got some calls coming up, and we have a caller coming in. We'll get to them in a second. But what's that number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
A grand in your hand.
That would help out a ton.
Winner.
Amazing.
After winner.
This will be very helpful.
After winner.
Definitely keep me going until I hopefully go back to work soon.
You could be next.
This helps a lot.
Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up. Brought to you by Comfort Keepers. In life, you learn an important message. Your age doesn't define you. You do. Comfort Keepers. Elevating the human spirit. ComfortKeepers.com.
You know, I used to think that Medicare was one big complex mystery. What's covered? What's not? Then I made one phone call to United Healthcare and got the answers I needed. In one call, I learned I could combine my Medicare coverage into a single plan for little or no extra money. With the AARP Medicare Advantage Plan from United Healthcare, I get more coverage than original Medicare. My prescription drugs are included, plus other great benefits like dental and 24/7 virtual doctor visits with zero copays. Plus, it's the only plan with the AARP name. So if you're turning 65 or have questions about the mysteries of Medicare, make that one call to United Healthcare at 1-855-283-2895. That's 1-855-283-2895. Or go to GetUHCMedicareToday.com.
Paid actor portrayal. Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. United Healthcare Insurance Company pays royalty fees to AARP for the use of its intellectual property. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers. AARP does not employ or endorse agents, producers, or brokers.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're back with the guys from KVIA. I'll tell you a couple of things about KVIA. I want to thank you guys, Kevin specifically, for helping us get on the air over there with the Bernie Sargent reports on El Paso History TV. That was really kind of neat, Kevin. Andrew, put Kevin on. Andrew, put Kevin
Hello?
On.
Hello. Well, yeah, but I mean,
I'm here.
There
Can
he is.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. But the thing was, okay. we did 20 different pieces on KVIA TV introduced in the newscasts as report pieces. Mm-hmm. And it was Bernie Sargent being the on-camera dude. And I thought we did pretty good in covering a lot of El
you
Paso.
Did. Well, the last series about the missions was phenomenal. History that I was unfamiliar with. You had drone shots and beautiful and some historical shots. That was an example of what you did. And, you know, many years ago, we did what was called Southwest Treasures with the great Leon Metz.
Yes.
Yes.
And we did a whole series. This is way back in the 80s. Of Leon took us to ghost towns and all the great spots around the Southwest. And, you know, I that history legacy that we had producing the Leon Metz stories in my early days at KVIA made me even more want to be involved in the historical pieces that you and Bernie and everyone put together, Jackson. So thanks for making them available, not to KVIA, but to the El Paso, the entire public.
And they're permanently available now online. We have a YouTube channel, El Paso History TV, and all 20 of them are on there. Plus another set of a playlist is all the documentaries I produced. Back at the beginning of this COVID crap, I'll call it that, well, I decided to go ahead and put those for free online. So all my documentaries are now available online for free. Plus, of course, these TV pieces on ABC7, and that's El Paso History TV on YouTube. So there's a lot to be done there. Melissa, did you have
an
announcement?
Yeah. Jim Tolbert is planning on a new fall 2020 schedule for hikes and outdoor adventures that start in September and run all the way through, I believe, into November. And so he's looking for, you know, he's got his programs now, but he's also looking for other people who might have some great programs they'd like to put on during this event. And they can give Jim a call. He's the CEO of Celebration of Our Mountains. And you can call him at 525-7364 or email him at Diego Tolbert, T-O-L-B-E-R-T, @gmail.com. But, yeah, get in touch with their nonprofit organization. They could use more people.
Ring them up and say, hey, I want to talk to Diego.
Diego.
Anyway, life in the fast lane. I'm curious, Rick Cabrera, what's it like now having to get up with the alarm clock only and not some phone calls?
Well, I don't set an alarm, to be honest with you. That's the beauty of it.
Even better.
I actually go to bed around 10:30 now. And get up when I want to get up and I start my day. Sometimes I have meetings, maybe 8:30 or 9 that I've got to be ready for. But either COVID or pre-COVID, the flexibility in my schedule and not working nights is probably one of the biggest reasons why I decided to get out of TV. I wanted to be, I've always considered myself a self-starter. I wanted to be challenged again. And I wanted to be my own boss in some ways. So I figured this was the best way. So I don't think it's a natural jump from television news to employee benefits insurance with Hub International.
Ha.
But it's been a great opportunity. I miss people like Kevin. I miss the wonderful folks at KVIA. Still talk to Stella on a pretty regular basis. But as far as doing TV and that schedule, I did it for 20 years, 25 years total in TV. So it was just time for a new challenge for me. It was nothing, by no means an indictment of Channel 7 or my time there.
What do you do now? When you get to the meetings, what do you do?
So I do employee benefits. So Hub International is the fourth largest broker in the world. We have more than 440 offices, but we're really JDW Insurance from back in the day,
right,
owned by Mayor Margo at one point. We have commercial insurance, personal lines, but I do employee benefits. So
okay.
I work with companies of all size to bring in medical, dental, vision, life, disability, things of that. So whatever kind of group insurance, group benefits an employer wants to provide to their company or to their employees, I'm the guy. I've got answers. We work with 120-something carriers in the state of Texas, whether it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, Dental Select, Beam, MetLife, Sun Life, you name it. We work with them, and then we bring that product to the client to make sure we got a strategy in place to make sure that they're taking care of their employees. So I find, actually, I tell people, you know, when I was in TV, we told about all the problems, but really didn't always have solutions. And now I kind of come into these meetings like, tell me what your problems are, and let me see if I can find a solution.
You better deal there. All right, we got somebody call in, didn't get on the air, but a Mrs. Gonzalez thanking Kevin for his work and that KBIA has the best newscast and that she misses Rick. And she does question why they use the phrase borderland and not El Paso County and Socorro, et cetera. There you go. There's a question.
Well, it's because our signal goes into New Mexico as well. So if you said just El Paso County, that's why we say from the Mesilla Valley and Las Cruces to El Paso and the borderland, that covers our viewing area. So that's why we don't just use El Paso only. I mean, 20% of our viewers are in our market are in Doñana County.
But I know you also can be heard in Juarez, too. I've been over there at some of the plants I've been working there, and I've seen you guys on TV there.
Well,
also,
Alamogordo, Deming, I mean, through much of southern New Mexico, we can be picked up. And into West Texas, Presidio, Marf area, we're on cable. So it's a pretty wide swath that we cover. You know, there's one thing I wanted to just touch on, if I could. Rick made me think about, and it's just the very nature of television. Just essentially no one retires from a television station. They all move on to something else like Rick did. Even Estella, who had been here almost 30 years, 27 years, I believe. And I thought maybe Estella was going to go to the finish line. No, she got a great opportunity with UMC. And I think in the history of KBIA, we've had five people retire. You know, that's a 60-plus year history, and it's just it's a extraordinarily demanding business.
Oh my!
And Rick was alluding to, and you know, because you grew up with it, Jackson, and you had the history. I mean, it's relentless, and so people will. I mean, we train people to be school teachers or insurance salesmen or public relations or attorneys or you name it. They go into, and they all are the better for it because of the challenges and the everyday opportunities that television presents. And I tell you, there is no job in the world, Rick, don't tell me, that the day passes faster than at a TV station. It just flies by because you're so darn busy.
It's busy.
You blink and it's done. You're right about that, Kevin.
I did 7 years at WTOP Television in Washington, D.C. So I got, and I was an engineer type. I was in that union. And I was on the first minicam truck in Washington. So, yes, I understand the grind you're referring to. And the only time you get bored is sitting at a dinner waiting for the soundbite. You know, and you can't
I love
eat.
How you said, I'm sorry, I love how you said did 7 years as if it was prison time.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, it's a matter of you can't eat at the luncheon table because you're not invited. You're a news guy. So I swipe a roll once in a while off a table. But anyway, no, it's a bizarre world. It really is. Taking another break here. We got to come back and talk more. We do have some other people who have called in. We'll get to them in a second. But people can call us on this show right now.
They can call us at 915-544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, and all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. We need to follow state and local guidelines, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
You have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-276-1640. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-276-1640. That's 800-276-1640. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-276-1640. 800-276-1640.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, call Patrick Tuttle. He's selling my house today.
Yay.
Hey, call him up, 588-1850. It rings in his pocket. Can't miss it. And what else you got? Mission Del Rey, we talked about them a bit. But
yes,
they're out there. Good.
Are you done?
No,
I'm waiting for you.
It's
yeah,
your
my head,
turn
I'm
here.
Missing my headset. Okay, and Mission Del Rey, they of course, like we were just talking about, you got to go to their website because Mission Del Rey's got a really intensive catalog, I should say. Plus, they have a page for designers, so you can buy items there and know how to place them in your house. So help you decorate Southwest or the way you'd like to do it. And they will ship all this to your door anywhere in the world. So if you've got listeners, which we have a lot of them out of the area, they can get some items and have them shipped to them.
Buy a piece of El Paso.
Of El Paso. And support them. They're a local group. Part of their money goes to charities. So it's really cool what they do. And their email or their website is missiondelray.com/ep-history-show, which you'll get your $5 or your $20 coupon if you're the first five persons on there today.
It's a big deal. So, all right, we got Kevin Lovell here with Rick Cabrera. Couple of things I know you both were part of, and let's talk about some news stories here. The 2006 flood was kind of like a benchmark of crazy for TV news coverage. What, Rick? Where were you during that mess? That whole mess.
I was anchoring the morning show / noon show at that point, so I just kind of navigated coverage from the set for the most part. But I do remember distinctly that we did not go off the air for, and I'm sure Kevin knows the exact amount of time, but I remember we went full bore that morning, and I think I was on until Gary took over, and then I took over when Gary walked off. I mean, it was literally wall-to-wall coverage, and I just remember how intense and crazy it was. And I remember in particular Kevin was even out there with the camera getting video and coming in and saying, let me talk about what I just experienced and what I just saw. So it really was an attempt to fill as much content as we could and fill the time with as much updated information. So many times that required a photographer, a reporter to just walk in, hand us what they had, run it raw, and we'd talk about it. And in the other part of it was just to constantly be in tune with our assignments desk because it was constant updates from the city and the county and from the school districts and from El Paso Electric. And so we were constantly updating people on the status of power outages, the status of road closures, the status of school the next day, all those things. So I'm always careful of how I say this, but it's what I lived for in a sense that's what gives you that rush. That's that live news, breaking news rush. I'll never replace. I'll never get that back, obviously. And of course you don't want it to be something as awful as that, but there's no doubt that from a newscaster standpoint, that rush, that adrenaline, that need to identify issues, share it with the viewers, be a source of information, be the eye in the hurricane storm.
Yeah.
You know, it's powerful, and it's really a rush, and it was rewarding because I thought we did a fantastic job.
I remember Darren Hunt trying to drown out on 54. That was kind of bizarre.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
<It was. laughs>
Help.
You know, Rick, you haven't lost the touch. You still have the gift of ad-lib and remembrance and telling a story. I mean, he grew. Rick, you know, was a sports guy, which I started out as well, and just grew and got better and better and able to relate a story and just share meaningful events in El Paso history. And there he was on the morning show. Eventually he went to our primetime anchor and now doing great things in the community. But I think we were up 13 straight hours that day and
wow.
Then took a short break. And then, you know, that's what you do. And what's astonishing is that Estella retired or left KVIA in January. And that's January. That's 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And the world has changed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the COVID and the social unrest, and we had Eric Elkin step in here after Rick left, and he just had to deal with so many stories, including the mass shooting and the COVID. And this is a guy that had no connections to El Paso, just like Rick, not direct connections until he moved here. He's done a great job. But we have a fair number of people like Stephanie and Estella that were born and raised here. And you've got to have the relevance and perspective of people that have been in the community. And then you mix in some of the newcomers, and they're good, and they'll stay 2 or 3 years generally, and then they want to move on to the big time, and we salute them, and they want to do that. But we really like somebody like Rick who stays as part of the fabric of the community.
Oh, yeah. Back to that story about the water. Oh, my goodness. I remember it took out the Blockbuster in Coronado. Boom.
Yeah,
took the thing right out and pushed it down toward Putnam School. That was crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, the stuff that came down that mountain over there, the Silver Spring Avenue, that was a huge amount of water. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. But you guys covered it pretty good. You had cars in the ditch. You got to be careful covering a story like that because it could be your car in the ditch.
I remember going to work. It was about 7:30, and it was raining. Okay, it rains in El Paso.
Yeah.
Last night, the night before, it rained. And then it just kept raining, which it never happens. I mean, you know, then maybe it'll stop and there's drizzle and then maybe a little more. It rained and it kept raining and it kept raining. It went on for hours.
Yeah.
This is something that you maybe see in Seattle, but you're not going to see that here. And Thunderbird Drive became a river.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, yes.
Yeah.
That was insane.
I talked to people who worked there and they had part of that drainage ditch went under the street. And their building was next to it. Their building was vibrating with the water going under the street next to them. They were a little concerned about they might go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was a tremendous amount of stuff here. You know, go ahead.
I was just going to share a quick little anecdote. Here's one for you. So my brother, who now lives here in El Paso, is the EPISD superintendent, was visiting with his kids. And I told him, just come out. He was living in Amsterdam at the time. And I told him, come on in with your kids, spend a week here in El Paso. The weather's perfect. I got a pool. We'll spend the whole week doing nothing but swimming. And he got there. We were all trapped inside, aside from me going to work. But he was trapped in my house with his two young kids for a week straight. And I don't think he ever forgave me.
Swimming in the street in front of your house.
Oh. Exactly.
Well, you know, there was another story that we all were part of. I know very clearly how much we were a part of. I've got a clip here. And by the way, Andrew J. Polk, you both know him. He's running the board here for us this morning. Thank you for doing that, Andrew. But if you would, here's a clip of another news story, and you'll pick it up pretty quick. Here it is.
Before dawn on April 13th, Demolition Day, TV trucks and photographers converge in the media area. On nearby hills, people start gathering and staking out front row seats to watch an historic event. There are even some tailgate parties. Roads around the smelter are closed to traffic. The weather is mild, with few clouds, and there is a slight breeze. Good conditions for a demolition.
Joining me now is Jackson Polk. He's a documentarian. We've been talking to him throughout the week, and he's one of the reasons we have those exclusive cameras inside the fall area. And, Jackson, we're hours away. You put a lot of time and effort in here. Are you getting excited?
We're minutes away. I want to know the camera's still working. We can't see them out here. But, yeah, we're doing our video documentary, and we thank KVIA for your help on the cameras.
Why? What got you interested in the smokestacks and this demolition process years ago?
We do El Paso history, and this is a huge part of El Paso history. This smelter was an engine that made this entire valley more prosperous than it ever could have been by itself. So having it lost and having it gone, this is a turning point in El Paso's history.
Talk about your crew right now. I see a lot of people running around here with cameras, setting up microphones. What are we talking about in terms of your production right now?
Oh, we have three cameras here. We have one out at KVIA, another one out in the field, another one up on Cristo Rey, and four, as you know, over at the smelter, if they're still working.
Well, let's hope they are.
All right, we think so. So far, we do.
Okay, yeah. Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Thank you for all your help. Likewise, the feeling is mutual. We appreciate all you've been doing for us as well. Again, allowing us to give you some exclusive access that we can't get anywhere else.
Rick, do you remember the ground shook when that thing hit, the big one hit?
I do remember that. I remember it vividly. Honestly, what I remember most about that is my alarm going off at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I know, to get up.
that wasn't my schedule then. I remember working the night before. But, yeah, that was powerful. I remember feeling that shake. And again, let me thank you again for your help with that day as well.
We
appreciate it.
It was mutual because you guys put in a microwave system over at the smelter. We managed to multiplex and microwave four cameras out there to your station. And you recorded a couple of them for our documentary. You put the rest of them on the air. We actually got the initial blast of one of those stacks. You could actually see the dynamite going off. Nobody else had that in town. We did, and you did. So that was really cool.
Again, I think
what
it just
year?
Speaks to
what year was
the,
13,
2013. I think it just speaks to Kevin and you and him understanding and you understanding, hey, here's an opportunity for us to be a mutually beneficial opportunity, provide some perspective and some insight that we can't get anywhere else. So I think it just, again, I don't know the background between you connecting with us, but certainly I think you both, I'm assuming it was Kevin that had played a role in that you both had the vision and the foresight to see, hey, let's work together on this as opposed to being competitive on this.
Well, I needed the cameras recorded. I couldn't do it on site. I got to thinking, well, right up the canyon here, that's KVIA. And so
there you go.
I rang up and went over and talked to Brenda, Deanda Swan first, and then Kevin. And it turned out that Kevin's rules are such that we're going to spend no money on this. Okay, fine. we passed that. I bought the cameras, only $100 a piece. But I wanted to get those things recorded. I couldn't figure out how to do it on site. And we got to take another break here, but just one quick thought. That was the day my son got married. Andrew got married. He was out there on the site with us. And
wow.
Kevin,
oh, yeah, I remember.
Kevin was out, and he'd been to a bachelor's party the night before.
Oops.
And so we're out there 5 a.m., and then he got married that night. And so Kevin asked me later, what's he doing working for you? Why ain't he working for me? I said, I don't know. Call him. So that's how Andrew ended up on KVIA-TV.
Oh.
That is a weird story.
I think there's a joke there about weddings and on the same day of a demolition, but I'm going to assume Andrew's still happily married.
Oh, yeah. No, they're doing fine. In fact, they spent their night at the hotel downtown, and as they get on the elevator to get up in the morning, there's Puga, Mr. Puga from the smelter history, saying, hey, how's it going? And it's a strange connection there. All right, taking a break. Kevin Lovell here with Rick Cabrera, talking a whole bunch more about El Paso history and some bizarre things we have seen.
Yeah.
We got another hour of these guys.
An interest history about them.
Well, yeah, we got more to talk about all that. And more news events. We haven't even touched on sports, so we'll get to that in a minute. Call us if you need to. Oh, by the way, Sammy Martinez called up. He had to stop and he couldn't stay long where he was stopping. He'll bring back. I believe Sammy Martinez was also one of your cameramen. Somewhere back in your history.
Oh, I remember Sammy, of course.
We expect him to ring back in. But the number would be
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession. And he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Need to spruce up your space? Then check out Souder.com for a wide selection of American-made furniture. And to make it even better, everything is delivered right to your door with free shipping. Visit them at Souder.com. That's Souder.com.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, the Plaza Classic Film Festival returns on tour and online. Community Foundation's 13th annual Plaza Classic Film Festival is going on tour and online because due to this pandemic stupidity, the Plaza Classic will be a hybrid festival, 11 consecutive nights, pop-up drive-in movies at various locations around Metro El Paso, and 5 days of digitally streamed films on the plazaclassic.com. So they're going to go on tour July 30th through August the 9th. The Beatles' Yellow Submarine at Artovino starts it off, and it's going to be really kind of cool. So go to plazaclassic.com for details on that stuff.
What I've got to talk about is Colonel Bob and the Troopers of Benavides Patterson is going to be written by John Ceballos, who's I consider a good friend. He's with the 82nd Airborne chapter over on, I can't remember exactly the name of the street, but on the northeast side of town.
Fort Boulevard.
Thank you very much. And they have their club there, which is where they also, I believe, want to put that museum, hopefully, that Colonel Bob would like to see.
You said they're going to write something?
Well, what it is... John Ceballos has written this book, and that was the title of it, Colonel Bob and the Troopers of Benavides Patterson.
Okay.
And it's about, you know, Bob is a World War II, Vietnam, Korean War veteran, and he had also the other people in there. What are their names? I wrote it down in here. What it is basically he's doing a fundraiser book, or a GoFundMe page to write this book. He's self-publishing it because it's hard to get books published today. There's so many. And he's looking for funds to help out. And I went to the GoFundMe page, and they're only looking for $5,000. They've gotten to $21.95 as of today. And so I made a donation. Other people have been making a donation. And you can do it. If you can't go online to do it, you could also call John Ceballos. He's going to be writing the book about him. And his number is 240-8104-915 area code. And he's the chairman of the 82nd Airborne. And so give him a call, because he's going to have Angel Romero, China Boy, Lopez, many other wonderful decorated people in this book talking about the history of these people of this chapter. So
good luck with that book.
Yeah.
It should be an interesting story.
Support him. It'll be a good history book. Trust me. We've had the people in here on the show, some of them.
Oh, yes, we have. And
Bob
we
and
had
China.
Bob in June here on D-Day.
And actually, we had China Boy in the past.
Way back there.
Yeah.
All right. We got Kevin Lovell here, Rick Cabrera here, and apparently we got Sammy. Hey, Sammy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
Say hi to your buddies.
Hey, Kevin, how's everything? Long time no see.
Good morning, Sammy. Great to hear from you.
It's great. I was telling Andrew there that I go back to KELP in 1967 when Charlie Russell hired me.
Mm. Wow.
I was only 14 years old and a freshman in high school.
Wow.
But I've always had this voice. And I took the third class test, and the next thing I know, I'm doing weekends. And when we went from Delta up to Executive Center, that was the only building up there, because there was nothing around that Mesa Executive Center area. There was no freeway. So
that's right,
to get to work, I used to have to go down like North Loop, Trowbridge, Montana, Mesa, just to get to the station up on Executive.
Well, do you remember the control room that you were in with? That was Krosno's control room as well. You remember that?
Yes, yes.
Do you know what that is today?
I have no idea.
It's right where the switcher sits in their TV control room.
Oh, you know what? When I worked there, because I did KELP radio and TV. I had a program before Spanish language programming was in El Paso, both radio and TV. I had a program called Por la Frontera. And on Sunday mornings, we would play Mexican music, and then we would pre-record a show during the week, and then they would air it on Saturday and Sunday, and we'd have artists from Mexico and local, you know, come
well,
in.
The thing is, Sammy, as TV got bigger and radio left, they used that space of the old Krasno and your control room for radio. That turned into
huge television. And then from there, they moved it back to the corner where the L-shaped window is in the back. That was where that became the radio room.
Well, Master Control was over there.
The Master Control room, yeah.
Kevin, you guys
and
have...
You know what's crazy is that Bob Gourley actually incorporated me when they were hiring Gary Warner because we had 2020 News. And I had a vote in who I wanted to do 2020 News while I was on the air. And a lot of great people went through there. And so I voted for Gary, and Gary got hired, and then eventually he went on to TV. But a lot of great names like Al Hinojos went through there.
Yeah.
And right around 1976 or 70s is when I met Kevin and Fred Alberts. And Kevin would say, hey, you're great with sports. You have a good camera. And I remember there was a UTEP New Mexico State game. And I did some great video. And then after that, Kevin always wanted me to go out and shoot video. But I would do weekend reporting as well with Bobby Salinas, with, of course, Al Hinojos.
Well, let me ask
Trejo,
you, did Kevin...
Marcy Galaviz.
Did Kevin insist that you shoot only the touchdowns?
Yes, that I got knocked over and still kept the camera going without, you know, wiggling and waggling. You
dedication.
In other words, it was like if it was all staged, but it was, you know, just at the right place at the right time up at Aggie Memorial Stadium.
It's interesting.
And
to
then
hear
I had a chance to work very closely with Tama Allgood, you know. And then from here she went on to Salt Lake City. And but I got to work with Johnny Thompson Jr. and Sr. And
those were the days.
And then I was there for a long time. I got to work with Stephanie Townsend Ayala now. And and then finally I just then disco started, FM started, and then all of a sudden, you know, a lot of opportunities opened up. I eventually became program director for a chain of Spanish language radio stations in Mexico. It was a total of 52 radio stations, some of them with 150,000 watts.
Oh, my. Sammy, we got to cut you off for the news. News is coming up. But it's good to hear you and what you've done.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh,
so about
happy
3 years
birthday.
Ago, I finally was too old, and everybody kept saying years plus age, you got to retire. But I still do a lot of voiceover work. I've do a lot of work for ad agencies in California. Well, throughout the Southwest, because people that have moved on have always thought that I have a very young voice.
Well, I tell you what. We got to move on. Andrew wants me to put you on hold so he can talk to you.
Okay, sure. I'll wait.
Thanks a lot. You hold on, gentlemen. We got to take a break here. It is the news time.
That's right.
And we'll get back. I want to hear some sports stories from you guys because I was not in town from 70 to 97. So that's some time that both of you guys were here, part of that. So I need to hear what happened here. You guys have to tell us. You be okay with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll see you after
the shot. Yep.
Hold on. Thanks, you. We'll see you after the news. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.